Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in saying he has encouraged news from Pyongyang that it's not imposing sanction conditions on upcoming summits with him and President Trump over banning nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. While some analysts and U.S. lawmakers are uncertain about a Trump-Kemp summit, analyst Sue Mee Terry of the Center for Strategic and International Studies tells VOA she's optimistic.
I actually think that Kim Jong-un Trump summit will go well in the sense that they will either come to some sort of agreement in principle where they agree on some statements or they might even reach a big deal. Big deal meaning U.S. could even put peace treaty on the table for North Korea if they're willing to really make concrete steps towards denuclearization.
President Trump also is optimistic, but warns he will walk out of talks if he doesn't like what's happening. Federal appeals court in the U.S. city of Chicago has rejected the Trump administration's effort to punish so-called sanctuary cities for helping illegal immigrants. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
From day one when we said that we were not going to allow the Trump Justice Department to either bully or intimidate the city of Chicago off of its values.
Chicago ruling makes it the latest to restrict what the Trump administration can do to pressure jurisdictions to embrace federal immigration enforcement. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has joined President Trump's legal team. That's the team dealing with the ongoing investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller looking into Russian interference in the 26th U.S. presidential election. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials say there has been no indication the Syrian military is ready to launch another chemical weapons attack following last Saturday's missile strikes by the United States, France, and Britain. U.S.-led strikes came in response to a suspected chemical weapons attack that left at least 40 dead. Meantime, Britain's U.N. ambassador says the Russians and Syrians must hold promises they made to let chemical weapons inspectors visit the site of that suspected poisonous gas attack in the Damascus suburb of Douma. Karen Pierce spoke with the Associated Press.
It is quite clear that Russia is blocking all and any action against its ally Syria for the use of CW. The British government took action in a targeted, limited, and effective way to alleviate the humanitarian suffering of many of the Syrian people and to degrade and deter Syrian chemical weapons use.
The UN security team that was supposed to give a green light for the inspectors to visit was shot at and subjected to a blast while touring the sites of the alleged attack in Douma, which is under the protection of Russia's military police. Miguel Diaz-Canel has been named Cuba's new president, marking the first time in 60 years the country has had a president outside the Castro family. Some in the Cuban-American community seem unfazed by the appointment of Diaz-Canel. Here's Cuban-American Pablo Garcia, who lives in Miami.
Diaz-Canel is just a figurehead. He's a puppet, like the Spanish newspapers say. And he's been brought up in the system, and he said the right thing. Their life is not going to change. They're still going to try to struggle and survive day to day. So, you know, do they care who runs the country? No.
Diaz-Canel succeeds 86-year-old Raul Castro, who is resigning after 10 years in office. His late brother, Fidel, served as prime minister and president after the Cuban Revolution in 1959 until he became ill in 2006. Indonesia's conservative Aceh province has publicly caned unmarried couples for showing affection in public and two women for prostitution. The canings today are possibly the last to be carried out in public after the provincial governor announced the punishments would move indoors. Some residents of Aceh, the only province in Muslim-majority Indonesia to impose Sharia law, are protesting the indoor caning decision. They say it will reduce the deterrent effect. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.